and welcome back to our NPL Talks podcast, where we are the NPL, the Norwalk Public Library, and we do some talks. And I'm here with some of my friends today. I'm here with Bailey, who you heard last week. Bailey, how's it going?
Pretty good.
Going pretty good. How's your day been so far?
Pretty good.
Pretty good. Everything's pretty good for Bailey. We also have my friend Aisley here today. Aisley is a new member of the podcast, and she's going to also be saying some things here. So, Bailey, why don't you tell us what's up? Not Bailey. I want to do that 1,000 times. Okay, that's Aisley. Aisley, why don't you tell me what's up?
Okay, so we're going to be talking about last week today, mm-hmm. next week now. We're going to do an interview and talk mm-hmm. about some local stuff, and then we're going to do our cabin roundup.
Yeah, that is our plan for the day. Yes, Bailey gave you the rundown. We also have Grayson is here doing producing stuff, so she will be keeping a track of how many times I say the word awesome today during the podcast. That counts as one, Grayson, because last week it was a problem for me, and this week we'll try to do better. But I make no promises. We are who we are, and that's just what we're going to do. Okay, so Bailey, will you please give us the roundup of what happened last week today?
Last week we did the first Reservoir Day and the first Camp Awesome.
Yes, so during the Reservoir Day, we launched some bottle rockets. We had a water balloon fight. We played some really intense games of Duck Duck Goose. I got very tired because I got turned into a goose a lot. And we also played Steal the Bacon. We did a lot of fun stuff. There's another Reservoir Day coming up in July. Bailey, can you look on that paper and see when the July mm-hmm. Reservoir Day is? I believe it's on Thursday.
The July Reservoir Day is Thursday the 14th.
Yeah, the 14th of July. So the sign up for that will be... it'll open on June 27th. So if you want to play kickball, we're going to have a kickball tournament and play some tag. So yeah, the next Reservoir Day is on the, Bailey, 14th of July, right?
Yes.
All right, Thursday the 14th. There you go. Now we got that down. Also, what was the other thing that happened last week? Camp Awesome. Camp Awesome. Yeah, that happened actually... that happened just the other day. We made Shadow Puppet Theaters. Bailey, what happened that's so funny? Oh, did I say awesome again? Man, all right. It really is a problem. Okay. Yes, so it is that word, but I'm not going to say it. All right, so that is last week. Next week now, Aisley, can you tell me what's going to happen next week at the Norwalk Public Library? She's got a calendar right here. It's going to start right here.
Okay, so we have craft night, and we have battle of the books and story time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so craft night is for adults, so if you're an adult and you would like to do some crafts and things, you can hit up the adult desk upstairs and sign up for our craft night. And then battle of the books is for our battle of the books club. Team members are going to meet, we're going to do some practicing, and we're going to gear up to beat the other libraries at our annual battle of the books. If you're interested in joining our Battle of the Books team and you're going into the 4th through the 8th grade, you can sign up at the children's desk and you can help us battle. There's more information there, but basically our library makes a team of kids that read the same books, and we compete against other libraries around to try to beat them in book-based trivia on the books that we read. So if that sounds really sweet to you, then you could do that. All right, so next, I think, is our special segment Bailey, what you got?
Isn't sweet one of the words?
Sweet, I guess we can count sweet. Yeah, you can count sweet. Awesome is my problem word, and I did just say it.
Five. Hey, you said sweet again.
Oh, yeah.
So six.
Okay, six times. All right, so we have a special segment coming up next that Bailey and Aisley have prepared. So if you guys want to tell us about the next segment... and then you can kick it off. Aisley, you want to take the lead on this?
Sure.
All right.
So we're going to be interviewing Justin.
Mm-hmm.
Bailey, you want to go first?
Okay. How long have you been working at the library?
I have actually been working at the library for, I hit my 5-year anniversary last November. So we're going on like 5.5, almost 6 years. In November, we'll be 6 years at the library. Yeah.
What's your favorite candy?
Ooh, my favorite candy. See, that's a tricky one. I like all things gummy. So I'm a big fan of the trolley sour gummy worms. Those are great. I love
them.
Yes, delicious.
Yes.
Mike and Ike's, also a solid candy. No, Bailey, not a fan. Honestly, if I had to go away from the gummy candies, I would say peanut M&Ms. Peanut butter M&Ms.
Yes. Milky Ways.
Milky Ways are pretty good, too. Mm-hmm. Next question.
What is your favorite food?
Okay, so more on the food. So I love, have you guys ever been to the Olive Garden before?
Yes.
The Olive Garden has this stuff there. I don't know if you've heard of it. It's called Chicken Alfredo. You guys had Chicken Alfredo before? That's some good stuff.
I like their shrimp Alfredo and their cheese ravioli. The kids' cheese ravioli and their
Alfredo. Shrimp Alfredo, I'm not a big shrimp fan. They seem a little icky, so I don't eat much shrimp. But Chicken Alfredo, I get that. It's pretty good.
I prefer shrimp.
You prefer shrimp? That's fair, but it's also wrong. I'm just kidding. Next question.
What's your favorite color?
My favorite color? Ooh, now here, this is where you're going to learn some interesting stuff. So I see colors very wrong. So I'm going to tell you that my favorite color is maroon, but it might not be what you think maroon is. I see them bad. So it's really an issue when you work at a place where colors can be important, like making flyers and things. But you know what? We work around it. So yeah, maroon is my favorite color, and that is just what it is. I don't know what it looks like to you guys, but the one that I say is maroon is the one that's my favorite color. Yes. Next question.
What is your favorite kind of soda?
My favorite kind of soda. Ooh, okay. So I love Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew's great, okay? But there's this new kind of Mountain Dew that just came out that you can only get at the Circle K. It's called Purple Thunder. And it is so good. And there's this really bad promo that's going on at Circle K right now where if you buy two Mountain Dews, you get the third one free. So every morning, I stop out at the Circle K and I tell myself I'm just going to get one Purple Thunder, but then I see the deal again, and I buy three Purple Thunders, and I drink them all pretty quick. It's turning into a problem for me. my favorite flavor right now is Purple Thunder.
Cool.
Yeah.
What's your favorite Gatorade flavor?
Oh, my favorite Gatorade flavor. Okay, I like purple Gatorade. I don't know what the real words are for that. Usually purple is grape, right?
Yeah.
I think it's a purple thing right now that I have going on. It's really good. I have this new water bottle that I got. Bailey, you've got strong feelings going on right now.
Fruit punch is better.
What? Fruit punch? Okay, well, there's another story that you're going to get out of me with the fruit punch, okay? there's this one time that I had to have a doctor's appointment. And they made me drink this nasty stuff before my doctor's appointment, but they said that I could mix it with a Gatorade flavor to make it go down easier. So I mixed it with the fruit punch flavor of Gatorade, because at the time, that was my favorite Gatorade. But after drinking that with the nasty stuff, now every time I drink fruit punch Gatorade, I'm reminded of that nasty Gatorade flavor that I drank that gross stuff with. So I no longer like fruit punch Gatorade, and I'm more of a purple guy. That's where I'm at. Bailey is very upset with me right now. A lot of head shaking going on. What's your favorite is fruit punch? Aisley, what's your favorite flavor of Gatorade?
Purple.
Aisley knows. Bailey, you might hear Bailey slap the table a lot today, but whenever Bailey has a strong emotion, she hits the table. That's okay. Grayson, do you have a favorite Gatorade flavor? Grayson does not have a favorite Gatorade flavor. Do you guys have any more questions for me? Is that it?
No, we each have one more.
Oh, you each have one more? Man,
what is your favorite dessert?
My favorite dessert. Okay. Cheesecake. Easy. I don't even need to give you a story. It's just the best.
Yes.
Plain,
yes.
Original cheesecake. Yes. I don't need a strawberry on top. Just give me a piece of cheesecake.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Cheesecake Factory has the best cheesecake.
Yes, they do. The best. And I don't need that fancy stuff on it. Just an original slice of cheesecake.
I get the birthday cake cheesecake.
Oh, birthday cake cheesecake? That's probably good. Aisley, do you have a favorite dessert?
No.
Cheesecake. Aisley doesn't. Cheesecake?
Yeah.
Yeah. Cheesecake. Just original or any special kind?
No, just original.
Oh, nice.
Not even from Cheesecake Factory?
No.
I'm losing my voice.
That's okay. All right, so there's one more question, it seems like, right?
What's your favorite restaurant?
Oh, my favorite restaurant is Buffalo Wild Wings. I go there and I get an order of wings that are half mango habanero and half honey barbecue with some ranch dressing to dip it in. Bailey is slapping the table because she's got feelings.
Spicy.
Yeah, Bailey hates spicy.
I love spicy.
What?
What's your favorite? Do you have a favorite wing flavor?
Just barbecue or...
Honey barbecue?
Actually, yeah, honey barbecue or plain.
Okay.
Or French.
Gotcha. Same. Yep. Same? Yeah. Okay. You guys got to try the mango habanero flavor.
Nope. Mm.
Grayson, do you have a favorite wing flavor? Grayson does not have a favorite wing flavor. That's okay. All right. Have I said the word... what's our tracker at right now, Grayson?
Six?
I've been trying so hard.
Between awesome and pretty.
Pretty?
No, wait, what was the other one?
Sweet.
Oh.
Sweet, yeah.
Man, all right. I really got to get better at that. Okay. Great job, Grayson. All right, so that is the end of our interview, right?
Yes.
Any more questions? Any last-minute questions you guys thought of?
No.
All right.
Oh, wait.
Yeah.
What's your favorite number?
My favorite number is 7. So if you ever come to the library program or something where you have to guess a number to go first, you always guess 7 when I am playing that game with you,
okay.
And you will always go first. 7's my favorite. All right. That's the end of our interview. Now we're going to talk about local stuff, and this is another segment where actually Bailey and Aisley will take the lead on, because I actually haven't visited this place yet, but after hearing them talk about it, I really feel like I need to. So you guys want to take it away? Bailey, quit it on the table, Bailey. all right. You guys want to take it away?
Sure.
All right, what are you guys talking about?
Sherry's and Main Street Cafe.
All right, so I think today our feature is going to be Main Street Cafe, right? And then next week, if you guys want to hear Bailey and Aisley talk about the Sherry's Coffee House, they'll talk about that one. But you guys want to talk about Main Street Cafe?
Sure.
They have breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Mm. My favorite breakfast there is the stuffed French toast and the biscuits and gravy.
My favorite is probably just the big jumbo pancakes.
Big jumbo pancakes? So, all right. So, how big are these jumbo pancakes? Okay, if you can't see their arms right now, because this is an audio podcast, their arms are put out pretty wide. They seem like pretty big pancakes. Anything else about the Main Street Cafe that you guys like?
The breakfast starts at 7 o'clock.
Oh, good. So, if you wake up early, you can get that breakfast.
I have to go there every morning.
Every morning you go
Not
there?
Not every morning,
but a lot.
But a lot of mornings. And I love that they open at 7 o'clock because that's school starts at 8 o'clock.
For me. Oh, so you go before school?
Yeah.
Nice. That sounds like a good plan. Do you guys have lunch there?
I've never had lunch.
You haven't had lunch there?
I've had dinner there.
Oh, how's the dinner?
I had fish one time.
How was the fish?
Oh, really good.
Really good? Aisley, have you ever had anything but breakfast there?
No, I had lunch there today.
Oh, what did you have for lunch today? Bailey, she's hitting the table again.
Chicken tenders.
Okay.
And,
maybe we need to do a table count next time.
Yeah, well, maybe next time we'll do a table count. I think Grayson will hit the end of the numbers. Like, we'll run out of them. If there's, like, a Googleplex, then there's one after that. And then, I don't know, numbers might end. There's another one.
I also get the fresh cut fries, too.
Fresh cut fries? How are their fries? All right.
Amazing.
Okay, if you had to compare their fries, so like, what's your fries ranking? Like, you got McDonald's fries, Burger King fries, the curly fries from Arby's.
Oh.
Where does the Main Street Cafe's fries rank around these fries? Have you guys had Berardi's fries? I've heard those are
curly
really good.
Fries are the best.
Okay, where's Main Street Cafe? Where's Main Street Cafe's fries rank in there?
Oh.
Like, at the top?
The top is probably Berardi's fries and then Main Street.
Oh, wow. That's pretty high. Bailey's got thoughts about that.
No. Arby's is the top.
Arby's.
And then McDonald's.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Have you had Main Street Cafe's fries?
Nope.
Oh, you're going to have to try them and report back
Berardi's
on that.
I haven't had Berardi's either.
Have you ever had Main Street Cafe? Grayson's never had Main Street Cafe, and that's okay. all right, so we're at the end of... You guys have anything else you want to say about Main Street Cafe?
No.
Other than I'm going to probably try them after hearing you guys talk about them. Sounds pretty good. I'll try the fries, and I'll let you guys know next time how those taste, because I do like some French fries.
Stop
hitting
your head.
All right. Whoa, Bailey, stop hitting the table. Okay. All right, that's the local stuff, and now we are at the final section, which is...
Cabin Roundup.
Cabin Roundup. All right, so for the Cabin Roundup, I'm going to need... Bailey, can you run to that door right there? Or maybe Grayson, can you run to that door right there? Grayson's not gonna run to the door. Bailey, run to that door right there.
Okay.
Open the door, look at the wall, and tell me the numbers that are above each of the chariots.
Okay.
All right, Bailey is on her way to give us this week's cabin roundup of who's in the lead.
I don't know whose chariot.
Okay, what chariot is the yellow? What's their number at? Bailey is looking. This is real reporting going on right now. Bailey is on the field.
1,628.
Zeus is at 1,628 points right now. All right, what is Poseidon at, the blue one?
Blue one?
Yes.
1,714.
Ooh, wow. Poseidon is very close. Poseidon is at 1,714 points.
And then the purple
one is Athena's cabin. And what's Athena at?
955.
955 points for Athena right now. So Athena is way behind. So if you're in Athena's cabin, you're going to want to do some reading or turn in your points. I'm sure there's a lot of people that have a lot of points that they need to turn in.
I have no idea whose cabin I am.
Bailey doesn't know which cabin she's in, and that's okay.
I think I'm in Medusa's.
There is no Medusa's cabin, so you're going to want to do some research.
Yeah.
Bailey will let you know next week on the podcast which cabin she discovered that she is in.
What's the black chariot?
I'm glad you asked, Daisley. So there is a new chariot that has been... Well, I said Aisley.
Use the Daisley.
No. Bailey, can you shut the door so the noise doesn't get in? Okay, so there is a brand new chariot that has appeared in the competition for the points. So there is a cabin that is called the Titan's Cabin. And it is filled with three people that are reading. There are three people in the Titan's Cabin, and they have together scored over 4,000 points right now. So if you are in the cabins, your new challenger to beat... is going to be the Titan's Cabin, because those three readers are doing pretty crazy stuff right now. They have turned in, someone just turned in over 1,000 points for the Titan's Cabin yesterday. So, if you got points,
turn in my points first.
Bailey should turn in her points, yeah, once she figures out what cabin she's in.
I think my Athena's.
All right. Okay, so that is our cabin roundup. Oh, also, okay, so I have numbers right here.
Okay.
Can you tell me, this is the adult... number. These are the kids' numbers, and that's the total number. So, Bailey, can you tell me how many adults are signed up for summer reading right now?
There are 248 adults signed up for summer reading.
That is pretty good. Okay. Aisley, can you tell me how many kids there are signed up for summer reading?
There are 404 kids signed up.
Wow, that's pretty good. So, we're doing pretty good with signups this year. So, if you're listening to this podcast and you have not signed up for summer reading yet, definitely sign up. We're at some pretty good numbers right now, but I think that we might be able to get some more people, you know? And so our total signups for the library right now, if my math holds true, but I'm a words guy, not a numbers guy, we have 652 people signed up for summer reading in total this summer so far. So yeah, that is kind of where we're at for the podcast today. Do you guys have any final things that Bailey did the math and I did okay.
How many times did he say sweet or awesome?
Oh, yeah. Grayson, what are we at numbers-wise?
I'm pretty sure six still.
Six? Wow, see? I fixed it. I'm good at fixing my own problems sometimes.
And instead, I started slamming the table.
Yeah, once Bailey took over the table slamming. So, Grayson, awesome job producing the podcast today. Great counting. If you want to count table slaps next time, I'm sure Bailey will be here to hit the table. Do you guys have any final thoughts you want to say on the podcast before we're done for the day?
Nope.
Nope? Bailey, you got anything else you want to say? Grayson, anything you want to say? All right. Well, thank you guys.
I need to stop snacking the table.
Yeah, Bailey's really going to work on that over the next week. Thank you guys for listening to the podcast. We're going to head out for the day, but if you listen to this and you are in any grade between 4th and 8th and you think, hey, making a podcast sounds really fun, you can come to our next podcast club meeting, which will be next Wednesday at 1 o'clock, and we will make a podcast and you can be a part of the team. Even if you don't like talking on the podcast, you can come hang out and count the weird things that we do. Grayson is very good at counting, but I'm sure that she could always use some help.
Maybe we better count how many times we laugh, because we laugh a lot.
Oh, yeah. Well, laughing means we're doing a good job, so we don't really want to stop doing that.
Sure.
Thank you guys so much for listening to our podcast, and we will get at you next week. Thanks. Bye. Bailey, one more table slap for good measure? All right.